then very unusually, he decided to go to the monastery on his own at the age of 9. Oftentimes in Thailand, the difficult boys, those who have worn their parents ragged and have also worn most of the relatives ragged, and no one can figure out what to do with them, it's like, okay, send them to the temple for a while. That'll, you know, straighten them out. And so that's oftentimes the reason why a young boy would be sent to a monastery to go and live and to help out and to sort of be, say, imbibe some more direct spiritual and calming, enwisening influence. But Ajahn Chah decided to go on his own at the age of 9. And also you should bear in mind that the average Thai family is a very, very close unit. And the idea of leaving home is a very heartbreaking and difficult thing to do. They're very, very close. So for a 9-year-old to say, I want to leave home and go into the monastery was kind of unusual. And he describes this himself, again, a couple of passages from Upalamani. Well, the causes and conditions were there. As a boy, I had a fear of committing evil actions. I was always a straightforward lad. I was honest and didn't tell lies. When there were things to be shared out, I was considerate. I would take less than my due. That basic nature just kept maturing until one day I said to myself, go to the monastery. I asked my friends if they had ever thought of doing the same thing. None of them had. The idea just arose naturally. I'd say it was the result of past actions. As time went on, wholesome qualities steadily grew inside me until one day they led me to decide and do as I did. On another occasion, in a more humorous vein, Lungpo told some lay disciples that he had become a dekwat, that's a monastery child or a temple boy, because he was tired of watering the family tobacco plants and because the humdrum daily round of chores was so tedious and repetitive. He says, I was just a small little child. I never smoked tobacco in my life. But even so, first thing in the morning, as soon as I got up, I was driven off to the fields to water tobacco plants. Hundreds of them. It was infuriating. And as one of Lungpo's sisters remembers it, a small accident brought things to a head. This is one of his sisters speaking. Him going off to live in the monastery wasn't arranged by our parents. It was his own idea. One day he was helping his brothers and sisters pounding rice, but he wasn't putting much heart into it. Well, it so happened that the pounder slipped out and we had to drive in a wedge to keep it firm. He wouldn't help. But then, while the rest of us were doing it, he got hit by the wood we were using as a mallet. It must have hurt him because he got angry and shouted out, "That's it! I'm going to go and ordain." So, along with the rest of us, you know, I showed up at Wat Phananachad intending to stay for 2 or 3 days. You know, that sometimes the... And Ajahn Pasna and Ajahn Sumedho determined to stay no longer than 2 years. Sometimes these impulses have a way of lasting a long time.